Donegal Travers Project are absolutely delighted today and yesterday to be celebrating an occasion like this. We've been campaigning with our organisations in Dublin for this issue for 20 years here in Donegal and 30 years nationally. Hughie Friel, Katie Boyle and Martin Mongan from Donegal went up to represent Travers here in the county and Donegal Travers Project, and they were there and they just rang back and they said it was just really emotional and heartwarming.
While this is a very positive step in the right direction, from your own perspective, I'm sure that your organisation will want to see real action now on this issue.
Yeah, there have been quite a significant number of changes over the last 10 years. But always it has been a struggle to develop programmes, divine services and to deal with the issues affecting Travers because the community wasn't recognised as having its own distinct ethnic status. So now there's an opportunity to develop frameworks, policies and address the complex issues in a meaningful way and have support from the state where we're not battling with the state and state statutory providers trying to promote the distinct culture of Traver community. Now Ireland recognises Traver culture and we're all obliged to address and support it.